All through middle and high school, I absolutely loved playing tennis. But when I flew out to LA 4 years ago, coincidentally, I flew out on a Monday, and it was the week that the whole world, you know, started shutting down because of COVID, and I wasn't sure if I was gonna be able to get home on a Friday. So it was exactly 4 years ago. But either way, when I flew out to LA to visit my friend Brian, who loved playing tennis, I knew that I was gonna be a little rusty because I hadn't played for 14 years. I didn't know just how rusty I would be. And I hadn't picked up a racket in probably 14 years. And so I'm like, yeah, let's go play some tennis. And when I first started trying to serve, my serves were flying all over the place, like legitimately, you know, over the fence, like they were going everywhere. I could not get a serve in at all. And, you know, I tried this for about 10 minutes. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is bad. Like, this is way worse than I thought. And then Brian stopped me and he said, hold on. Grab your racket. Hold your racket as if you're getting ready to serve. I'm like, okay, sure. And so I grab my racket and he's like, buddy, your grip is completely wrong. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah. All you have to do is change your grip like a quarter turn on this racket and then start serving. Like you're holding it in this Western grip. You need to be holding it in a continental grip. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so as soon as I twisted my grip, just a quarter of a turn, and I threw it up and I hit my first serve, in, next serve, in, next serve, in. I started serving really consistently and consistently good. And all it took was a 5 second piece of advice from my buddy Brian. And so the big lesson for me there is when you're trying to do something, right, whether it be, you know, you haven't played tennis for a while and you're trying to get your serve in, or whether it be trying to do something that, again, maybe you've done before but haven't done for a while, or maybe you've never done. If you just get around someone who's better than you and who knows how to do it, they're going to be able to diagnose what that issue is and give you a really quick and easy fix that's going to help you right away. Whereas if you try to do it all on your own, it's going to take you forever. You might never be able to solve it because you don't have the perspective that they have. And so now anytime I'm trying to figure something out, I can't figure out and I don't know what to do, I just think back to that and I'm like, man, 5 seconds, twist your grip, a quarter turn, and all my serves started going in. That's what I try to do with life now when I can't figure something out. It's just get in front of someone who knows it, second nature to, listen to them, start getting those serves in.